Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Larson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keene moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields the ball and throws to Larson covering. Safe. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. Garver moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth bunts in front of the plate. Ginsburg fields it and throws to first for the out. Larson moves to second. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larson moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dyke moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyke scores. Courtney moves to third. Hunter moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larsen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Courtney scores. Hunter scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lund moves to second. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Lund moves to third. Hatfield moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski fields it and throws to second for the out. Lund scores. Hatfield moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Young reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Young scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Krahoski takes first base on ball 4. Ray Herbert now pitching. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lund moves to second. Max Lanier now pitching. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Carswell pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Frank Carswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carswell for the out. Lund moves to third. Ginsburg moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lund scores. Ginsburg scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene bunts towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pretty moves to second. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Erickson now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Young bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Elliott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Krahoski is walked intentionally. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dyke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry pinch runs for Clint Courtney. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Matt Batts pinch hits for Fred Hatfield. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Hal Erickson. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Owen Friend pinch runs for Bud Sushok. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing third base. Dave Madison now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Delsing bunts towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Keene moves to second. One out. Satchel Paige now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-4 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-4 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene scores. It's Browns, 5, Tigers, 5. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moss moves to second. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Moss moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Burchin now pitching. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Madison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lund. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Young moves to third. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Krahoski is walked intentionally. Dick Coco's pinch hits for Jim Dyke. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz hits a line drive into right field. Niemann picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Niemann. Young scores. Elliott scores. Krahoski moves to third. Kokoz moves to second. It's 7-5, Browns. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moss is walked intentionally. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Madison fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Madison. Krahoski scores. Kokoz moves to third. Moss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-5, Browns. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kokoz scores. Moss scores. Hunter moves to third. It's 10-5, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunter scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 11-5, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Kokoz now playing left field. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Delsing is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.